our World Crisis Radio. This is our first program of 2007, a year of destiny, to be sure. And we're very fortunate to be joined by Robert Steele of Open Source Intelligence, someone with a great deal of expertise in military and intelligence and strategic matters. And Robert Steele was just telling us that, in effect, Bush has broken the U.S. Army. The U.S. Army is hollow and broken, and now he wants to start in on the U.S. Navy. Take it away from there, please, Robert.
Well, Lester, I think the most important thing is to respect the fact that Howard Bloom has been studying the Sunni-Shiite split for over a decade and a half, and his first book on the Lucifer Principle foretold the war between the Sunnis and the Shiites, in which the Christians and the Jews will be annihilated as part of collateral damage. Howard has been studying the Iranian nuclear arsenal, and he and many others have said without question that the Iranians have sunburn missiles. These can go at 3 Mach speeds, and they can zigzag at 2.2 Mach speeds right above wavetop. They were designed by the Russians as a carrier killer. We believe, and the U.S. government refuses to comment, but we believe that the Iranians funded the Pakistani nuclear program, and the Russians are certainly not foolish enough to give the Iranians a nuclear warhead for this thing. We believe that the Pakistanis have given them at least one, if not more, nuclear warheads for these sunburn missiles. We also believe that the Iranians have had a nuclear suitcase bomb in Tel Aviv for some years, and we believe that this entire campaign, including Ahmed Chalabi, who is a liar and a thief that was fired by my former organization, the Central Intelligence Agency, they used him to lure us in and to bring our carriers within range of the sunburn missile. So we think the U.S. Navy is walking into an ambush.
I think you've got a lot speaking for that. I remember talking to...
want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Besides free public benefits like health care, welfare, education, and housing, illegal aliens hit the jackpot with their anchor babies, born in our hospitals at our expense. These babies, 10% of all babies born here, are now citizens who can sponsor more families at age 18. Join California Coalition for Immigration Reform to tell politicians, stop now before it's too late. Call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to saynotoillegals.org.
Lawyer, doctor, teacher, pilot.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Architect, actor, politician, writer.
What does your child want to be?
Musician,
scientist, chef.
Well, if you struggle with reading, both of you have little chance of becoming any of those things. But nothing's worse than giving up on your dreams. That's why with family learning programs, parents and kids learn together, so they succeed together on things like computer and interview skills, GED preparation, and English as a second language, plus preschool education for kids. The results are amazing. But what's truly amazing is that the only thing it will cost you is your time. Family Learning Programs, the first step to a better life. Turn your life around today by calling toll-free 1-877-FAMLIT1. And be what you've always wanted to be.
Happy!
Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, the American people have said over and over that they want their laws enforced, they want their sovereignty protected, and they want their culture unadulterated. Now, does this mean that we are anti-foreigner or anti-immigrant? No, of course not. It absolutely does not mean that. We are in love with the whole world. We like everybody. We want a better life for everybody. We want everybody to have a good life for their kids, good schooling, good wages, good everything. We just don't want it at our expense. We accept more legal immigrants into this country every year than every other country in the world combined. Did you hear what I said? We, the United States of America, accept more legal immigrants into our country than the rest of the countries, all the countries in the world combined accept. We do that, folks. We bring in thousands of H-1B and L-1 workers every year. I'm opposed to it, but we do it. We do it. And with all of these people that we allow to come to America, you would think that they would get some credit. The American people would get some credit for being magnanimous. But oh no, with all that we do as a country, with all that we give as a country, and with all that we accept as a country, it is never, ever good enough. Never. We can give it all away free, and even then it won't be enough. The Senate of the United States is trying to do just that very thing this week. They're trying to give it all away. They are once again calling for amnesty for all illegal aliens in this country. Amnesty for all illegal aliens in America. The House of Representatives last year listened to the American people by passing an America First, Get Tough on Illegal Alien House bill. They listened to us, folks. They heard our voices, and they did what we asked. That bill was the voice of the American people heard for the first time in many years, loud and clear. The American people have always spoken through the House of Representatives. The elitist Americans speak through the Senate. There's a difference, and I've told you that difference before. When you've got a set of people who are elected every 6 years, they can thumb their nose at you. They can tell you where to go and what to do. But a guy that's going to be elected every 2 years, well, guess what? He got to kiss up to you a little bit. He's got to be nice. He's got to, well, let's just say he's got to buy you a box of candy and take you to dinner first. You know what I mean? If you get my meaning. The Senate has their amnesty bill ready to be voted on within days, folks. Amnesty. And if passed, by both houses, our rotten president, and I say it again, rotten to the core, rotten George W. Bush, rotten. Did you get that word? R-O-T-T-E-N. He sucks. And those of you Republicans out there don't like what I say, change the damn station. This is the worst president I've ever seen in my life. He's rotten to the core, and he's going to sell us down the road on this issue. If passed by the houses, George Bush promises that he will sign this bill. Promises. He's begging them to send it to him. Please get it to me. I'm going to sign it 3 or 4 times. That's what he's telling them. If this passes, if this goes through both houses, and this rotten, no good president signs it, who wins? Who wins? The list is long, folks. Every illegal alien who thumbed his nose at our laws wins. The next wave of illegal aliens who will surely take this as a sign to come on down, they win. Big business and some small business, those that hate the American worker because he demands a living wage, they win. The racist, separatist hate groups like MALDEF, LULAC, METCHA, and the National Council of the Race, who advocate only for their race, they win. The immigration lawyers will have more clients than they can dream of, and they win. And those foreign countries who have refused or have been unable to advance their economies and use the U.S. for a relief valve, they win. And who loses? Americans of all races, ethnicities, and backgrounds will lose. They will have to absorb a massive tax burden for those newly legalized people as they join the welfare rolls, and they're going to join them. Get unemployment compensation, and they're going to get it. When they get rent subsidies, and they'll get them, in-state tuition fees, and full medical care, this will be absorbed by the American people, and they will suffer because of it. Americans will lose because legalized aliens will be able to become citizens and therefore bring in other relatives to this country by the millions.
and Americans will suffer. Our schools will be more crowded. Our wages will get further depressed. And our native-born Americans will be pushed out of more and more types of employment, like construction, hotel work, and many other things. Other losers would be the poor saps sitting in those foreign countries waiting with honor for their visa lottery number to come up. They've waited in line for many years, and now they're told by our government, by our Senate, that they are stupid to have done so. That they should have come on down like the illegal aliens that are already here, and they would be eligible too. You are a fool to sit there and play by the rules. That's what our Senate is saying. The Senate, to achieve this goal, is using the term comprehensive immigration reform. That's a crock, folks. You know what a crock, you know what's in a crock. We all know that. That's a crock. That is, in Spanish, caca de toro. Figure that one out. It's an amnesty, folks. It is an amnesty, but they know the American people are vehemently anti-amnesty, so they use this watered-down term, comprehensive immigration reform, to mask what they're trying to do in the form of an amnesty. And you Republicans, I can hear you now out there. It's an echo in my ear. You're sitting there saying, see what happens when these damn Democrats get in power? Let me tell you something. The head culprit on this bill, John McCain, is a Republican. And the president who has vowed to sign the bill and has pushed and pushed and pushed for it since he's been in office is a Republican. Lindsey Graham, cheerleader deluxe, pom-poms in hand for amnesty, is a Republican. So you can't blame the Democrats. You have to blame both houses. Now, there's more Republicans fighting against it than there are Democrats. But nonetheless, the more vocal people involved in this, aside from Killer Kennedy from Massachusetts, is McCain, who's a Republican. I have told you many times, save your calls to the Senate. Don't waste your time. They are elitist bastards. Don't waste your time. Do not call the Senate. I'm telling you, people laugh when I say that. They laugh. No, we have to call. We have to call. Well, you call if you want to. I am telling you, it is better for you to call the House of Representatives. It is better for you to call your local rep who fears you and needs your contribution and needs your vote every 2 years to get in office. Call him. Raise hell with him and say, look, the Senate bill is coming like a freight train. If you sign it, I'm going to be all over you like a cheap suit. And then go after the guy if he signs it. Put the fear of God in this guy. Make sure he understands that you as an American don't want it signed. The Senate is a waste of time. But I'm going to tell you something. It is the House that must stand firm. In this country, that's the only way it's going to be saved, and that's through the House of Representatives. The bill that was passed last year was passed by the House of Representatives, 4437. Without them, there'd have been amnesty up to at this point right now. But you've got to put the pressure on them. You've got to stop thinking in terms of partisanism. You people out there who vote Republican no matter what, guess what? Look what you got. You got a Republican people in office who did nothing for 12 years. You got a piss-poor president who has done nothing going on 6 years now. He is the worst president of our lifetime. But you're happy because you got a Republican in office. Do I think Al Gore would have been better? No. Do I think John Kerry would have been better? No. But I tell you what, I don't think there'd have been any worse. Not on this issue. Not on this issue that is running our country into the ground. And you people better wake up and smell the roses. You better wake up and smell it today, because if you don't, there'll be no America tomorrow. This is no idle threat. This is not rhetoric from me. This is the truth. And I'm being very compassionate tonight, and I'm speaking to you heart to heart and telling you, we got to fix this. If this amnesty goes through, we're sunk. We are sunk. There will be no America. Now you see if I'm kidding. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Floyd Ayers, Vice President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about staffing shortages and the relative safety of deputies and prisoners at our county custody facilities. As recently as last year, our Sheriff's Department suffered from chronic understaffing in virtually every assignment, patrol, courts, custody, and specialized units. About a year ago, the Sheriff's Department got back into the business of recruiting new deputies. They hired a few hundred, easing the staffing shortages in some locations. That was the good news. The bad news is, Sheriff Baca has unilaterally cut as many as 98 deputies from the staffing rosters at the Boucher Street jails. We do not know why these deputies were cut, and we don't know why Sheriff Baca or anyone in his command staff would tolerate returning jail facilities to the risky understaffing that contributed to riots, deaths, and unsafe conditions of last year. There are rumors that the staffing cuts are due to budget overruns at the jail facilities. If true, the excuse of budget constraints adds insult to injury. Understaffing deputy positions puts those deputies remaining at greater and unnecessary risk. It also makes the facility less secure for inmate population. If they are worried about the cost of adequate staffing the jails, maybe the sheriff and his command staff would chip in and join our deputies that work at the Boucher Street and see how safe they feel with the new staffing levels. Our deputies would welcome their backup. I'm Floyd Ayers. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
The Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. Doesn't that roll off the tongue nice? Illegal alien invasion. We're not no undocumented people or no migrants or no illegal immigrants. These are illegal aliens. That's what they are. Nothing derogatory, just factual. I know facts hurt a lot of people's ears, but that's the way it is here. And that's the way it will continue to be, and let the record so show. All right, folks, I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. They can also hear us by going to the KRLA website here and hook on to the Internet. You can hear us through the RBN network also. I want to welcome all the folks listening on RBM and all the folks listening on KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, and the great KDON, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. All you folks in Las Vegas said you were missing the show, the beginning of the show, because we hadn't synchronized. Well, we were synchronized now, and all you other folks know us, we're starting the show a couple of minutes late. We're running some ads at the beginning so that we can get the people on in Vegas at the same time, and they can hear the whole monologue. We did that for you folks, because we love you in Vegas. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, please call and disagree with me. I would love it. I'll be nice as long as you're nice. If you're nasty, I'm nasty. I will win. I got the button. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horribleest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horribleest clown of the week. And tonight, folks, we got a really, as they used to say, a humdinger. One of the most elitist people you will ever meet in the world, one of the most uncaring individuals when it comes to the American people, is Senator John McCain. I think he spent way too much time in the Hanoi Hilton, and I think it damaged his brain cells. That's my opinion. Last week, in a meeting of the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, you get that? The Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, another divisive, I'm for my own nationality and race group, John McCain said to a cheering audience, quote, "The American people are yearning for those of us in Washington to reach across the aisle and act in the best interests of the nation on this issue," end quote. Huh? That's not caca de toro. That's caca de caballo. That's from the horse, folks. This is outrageous. The American people do not want an amnesty. They do not want him to handle it that way. They do not. They have said it over and over. 80% plus have said, we want that border shut down, and we want these people deported from our country. That's what we say. That's what we say. He went on to say of the president of the United States, quote, "President Bush was governor of the state of Texas, and he is familiar with this issue. There is a segment in Washington that is opposed to reform. He's not, and is standing up for it," end quote. Then this clown, this senator, this idiot, this man who is going against his own party in the state of Arizona, one of the states with the biggest illegal alien problems, says this, quote, "Some believe we should round them up and send them back." Got my hand up. Raise your hand, guys. Everybody put your hand up. Got my hand up. "Some believe we should round them up and send them back. I don't know how to do that, and I don't know why you'd want to do it," end quote. Well, the reason why, the answer to that, simple, because they're illegally in the country. End of story. There's no race, no creed, no religion, none of that. Just if you're illegal in the country, you got to go. Okay, that's the end of that one. Now, he says, "I don't know how you do that." See, they use these code words about round up. We got to round them up. We got to, you put on our jack boots and kick down the door like the Gestapo and round them up like the Jews round up. This is a crock again, folks. This is a crock that's spilling out whatever comes in a crock. This is ridiculous. You don't round up anybody. He says he doesn't know how. Let me educate you, Mr. McCain, you idiot. Here's what you do. You make it where they can't live here. You make it where they can't work. They can't buy a house. They can't rent an apartment. You make it where they can't put the kids in school and they can only get emergency treatment at a hospital. You make it where they, if they steal, they go to jail for double the time that an American citizen gets. And let me tell you something. You will have them self-deport at a 70 to 80% percentage rate instantly when this happens. 70 to 80% will self-deport back to whatever European country or Canadian country or maybe something somewhere below the border or somewhere in Africa, maybe or Iceland or wherever people come from. They will self-deport. And that last 20 or 10 or 15, 20% that won't leave, that they'll be easy to find. You have road checks, same way you do with sobriety, same way they do here in California with smog checks on the street, same way they do for a lot of other reasons. But it will be easy to do if you make it where they have to obey the laws. If they don't obey the laws, you give them a grace period, 6 months, 90 days, whatever you want to give them. Get out of here. And if they don't leave, you go after them then. Most of them will leave. That's how you do it, Mr. Stupid Senator of the United States. You don't have to round up anybody. And when you use the term round up, you're telling me that you're masking the real deal. You don't want people to know. John McCain, you're one of the worst. And you, here you go. Here we go again with you Republicans out there. Oh, the Democrats are terrible. Democrats are terrible. This man's terrible, and he ain't no Democrat. He's a Republican. Don't hand me that rhino mess, Republican in name only. This man signs his name and puts an R next to it. You Republicans are voting him into office in the state of Arizona every year. He can't get in without the Republican Party, and you put him in there. You might as well put in a Democrat because this guy's voting with him every time. You are horrible, John McCain. You stink. You suck. But more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. We had a guest lined up for tonight, folks. I won't mention his name. Supposed to come on next week. United States Congressman. He couldn't make it tonight, and that's radio. That's how it goes. That's why we didn't put it up on the website. But we will have him next week for you. We're going to go straight to the phones. But before we do, I want to do something very distasteful. Money. You know, we talk about money on the show all the time, and it's a type of deal where if we don't have the money, we can't operate. It is an extremely expensive operation to keep this show going. We take no money. We take no salary. We take no gas money. We take nothing. We put every penny we get into buying airtime. And the reason we do that is because we want to stay on the air. We're not ambitious. We're not trying to be talk show hosts. If it happens, it happens. But we're here to spread the word, to try to put our finger in the dike and hold back this onslaught of these people trying to take over our country. We don't do it for racial reasons. We do it for national reasons. If you want to call me nationalistic or call me nativist, that's okay with me. I do want to save my country. But we need your help to do that. We can't do it alone. If you feel the need to do it, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show. 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Let me say that again for you. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give that out at the end of the show. And let me tell you something else, folks. We appreciate all those of you who have been so faithful all the years and sent your donations to us. We appreciate those of you who are coming on now. But I really hate to say this, but I got to say it. We have regulars, and that's what we need. We need regulars. We need people that aren't just going to send us a one-time donation. We'll take your one-time donation. Don't get me wrong. We need somebody that's going to stick a couple bucks in an envelope every month because we have these bills every month. We need the money every month. And it's very distasteful for me to ask for it, but I have to or the show doesn't continue, and that's just the way it is. Anyway, we'll give out that address again at the end of the month. The end of the show. And I really appreciate those of you who helped us, especially Steve from Las Vegas. You know who I'm talking about, buddy. You came through. And I'm not saying you folks out there got to send us $1,000 or $500 or $100, whatever you got. Whatever you've got. If you got $10, $5, $15, $20, $50, whatever, we'll take it. You people that give your money to these political parties and you don't have a candidate you like, send it to us. We'll use it properly. You people that are sending your money to public radio and public TV, you're flushing it down the toilet. Give us that money. We will fight for the country with it. These liberal talk show hosts that are on these stations are only there for their own aggrandizement, to hear their voices, hear their own voice talk. They're not doing anything good for the country. None of them are worth a dime as far as I'm concerned. Once in a while, well, I don't listen to public radio, so I don't hear anything from there. But once in a while, somebody will call me and tell me something decent was said on there, and it's rare. Send me that money. We'll put it to good use, and we'll try to save the country. That is my promise. Let's go to Wendy, calling from Northridge, California. Well, Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing?
Hey, kid.
You're absolutely right when they send all this money to all these political things, and most of it doesn't even go to any of it. It goes to their own pockets.
Well, and you know what, Wendy? Here's what I tell people all the time. Pick out a Republican, or if you're a Democrat, pick out a Democrat. If you're a Libertarian, pick out a Libertarian. Send your money to that guy or that woman. Don't send it to the party where they can end up sending it to some racist organization. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Send it to the candidate. That's how you do it.
And you know, like the Republican Party, they didn't even give any money to Tom McClintock.
Nothing.
Or Dick Mountjoy, who was running, two really good guys.
Or Randy Graff in Arizona.
Because they weren't New World Order.
That's right.
I told people if you had just given the money directly to them, maybe they could have put a few commercials on. Because what they did to Tom McClintock in the last week was absolutely disgusting. They ran some commercials against the poor guy that had nothing to do really with what was being run.
And Tom's a good guy.
Yes.
And look what they did to Chris Cannon. They pumped money into his campaign in Utah, and he sucks.
Yeah. It's really bad, and it's just getting worse. And I like what you said about the House of Representatives, about, you know, call them, give them some hell, because that's probably your best line of defense.
Best. They fear us.
The Congress and the Senate, half of it's New World Order. And
I agree.
You'll get railroad.
Coming up on a hard break here, Wendy. You got an announcement?
Yeah. I'm having Dan Shee coming in to talk about the corridor of North America. And it's very important. It's going to be a barn burner. It's going from Mexico, as you know, to Canada, and they're starting to take people's lands, and people really need to know about the North America Free Trade Act. So if you'd like to come to the Granada Forum, it's this Thursday, March 1st, and our program starts at 7:45, and go to granadaforum.com for further information.
All right, Wendy. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
All right, kid. You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we're coming up on our clip that we play every week. We're going to start changing up on this clip, but we'll play it again tonight. That's Mr. Cebada, our good friend, who loves you Americans, especially you white folks. See what he's got to say about you, and when he speaks, you tell me who's the racist, courtesy of CCIR.
I was Dean Cebada, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. That they have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are, the vast majority of our people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is our plan. This is Mexico. They're the pilgrims on our land.
Go back to the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
The Terry Anderson Show is heard live on the All-American Radio Network and RBN Network.
News Talk 870, KRLA.
Los Angeles International Airport to get a major facelift. I'm Dan Cady in the KRLA News Center. The largest renovation in the history of LAX will soon be underway. KRLA's Michael James explains.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and other dignitaries will break ground Monday on the biggest renovation at LAX in the city's history. The $575 million project will upgrade and revamp the Tom Bradley Terminal, which was built in 1984. It is set to be completed by March of 2010, and the terminal will stay open while the work goes on.
Hollywood has honored their best tonight, but KRLA's Desmond Ortega reports they've also dishonored their worst.
Held annually on the eve of the Academy Awards, the Razzies are for the worst of everything Hollywood had to offer for the year. This time, Basic Instinct 2 was the undisputed champ with four awards, including Worst Picture and Actress Sharon Stone. The Wayans brothers and their movie Little Man came in second with three awards, including Worst Actor and On-Screen Couple.
KRLA's Southland weather, cool and mostly clear. It's 46 in Long Beach, 47 in L.A. At 9:30, I'm Dan Cady, News Talk 870 KRLA, just right.
Are you late on your house payments? Is foreclosure just around the corner? Are you facing divorce and need to sell your house quickly? Or can you not afford to play the waiting game? Houses are staying on the market longer. And before you sign with a realtor, give us a call. 1-800-SELL-NOW can help now. We are America's fastest home buying company. We'll give you a cash offer for your house now. Call 1-800-SELL-NOW or visit us on the web at 1-800-SELL-NOW.com. Our name is easy to remember. 1-800-SELL-NOW. Call us for a fast, fair price for your home today.
We all know the name Lexus has become synonymous with the best. They now say the Lexus of whatever it is. But there's another name that's synonymous with the best of the best, and that name is Vista. Vista Lexus in Woodland Hills, the best people, the best value, the best service, the best cars, the best of the best of the best. That's what they told me to say, but you know what? They're right. Go there and see the best for yourself and get the best price by asking for the Dennis Prager price list. Vista Lexus in Woodland Hills off the 101 freeway, Canoga exit.
Hewitt, afternoons, 3 to 6, 870, KRLA. Just right.
The Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion of our country, and a country that we want to see stick around just a little while longer for our kids and grandkids. You know, I every once in a while do a disclaimer. I'm going to do one tonight. I'm not against anybody, folks. I love everybody. I love my fellow man, as it's been said about me. But here's the thing. You can't just come here in any numbers. And this crap about you're indigenous to this land and you should be able to go back and forth across the border. Well, you know, if that's the case, parts of Guatemala and parts of Belize and parts of El Salvador were all one country at one time. I don't see anybody down there talking about it's one country again and Reconquista. I don't see anything about that. They only want to take over the part that's paved and where the nice buildings are. That's the only place they come and say, we want this back. Now, if we're going to give this back to Mexico, who says they have claims on it, then we've got to give back the Louisiana Purchase to France. We've got to give back the Gadsden Purchase to Mexico. We've got to give back Seward's Folly back to Russia. We've got to give back everything that we paid for in this country. Now, if we're going to do that, we're not going to have anything left. Now, countries change. Boundaries change. And the country that can't hold its boundaries, well, that's just the way it is. And if we can't hold this from the invasion, then we have to give it up to somebody else. But what I don't understand is people who come here and say that they're looking for a better life, but they want to come here and claim this back for the very place that they ran away from. It doesn't make any sense. Because if this, if you want this to be part of the place you just left, why did you leave? And if you come here in numbers big enough, guess what? You're going to turn this into the very thing that you ran away from. Doesn't make any sense to me. None whatsoever. Let's go to Barbara Cole, calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Hey, kid.
Thank you for always telling the truth. And thank you for not only playing our commercial, the CCAR commercial, but also clips that share with your listeners the actual words of those
in their own voices
who anticipate the takeover of our country and the destruction of our sovereignty.
That's it.
And, Terry, I not only thank you tonight, but I also want to share with your listeners an invitation to our forthcoming meeting this coming Wednesday, 28th of February, at 7:30 p.m., or if you want to be there for our pepper spray training, be there at 6:15 at Garden Grove Women's Community Center, 9501 Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove. And we will welcome all of you. But the most exciting part of this Wednesday night's program, if you've never heard it or seen it before, we hope that your listeners will attend our meeting this coming Wednesday night, the 28th, when we are going to have as our keynote speakers guys on the ground. These are special agents, security border people who have been there, done that, and seen it, have documented it on film, and will be very happy to answer questions from all attendees about the real horror stories on the border.
Sounds good.
And we so welcome people to come to our meeting on the 28th, 7:30 p.m., Garden Grove Women's Center, 9501 Chapman Avenue in Garden Grove. And if anybody needs additional information, please feel free to call us at our toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, Barbara, thanks a lot. Hope you have a successful meeting.
You betcha. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
You take care.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Gary calling from East Haven, Connecticut. Gary, what do you hear? What do you say?
All right, Terry, massive deportations is a deterrent, and everyone has to call your U.S. senators to filibuster that Senate amnesty bill. Then call your congressmen and tell them to support Congressman Tom Tancredo, who is fighting to stop amnesty for illegal invaders in the House of Representatives.
Gary, hold your thought, Gary. When McCain was at that Irish meeting and they asked him how did he feel about Tom Tancredo, you know what he said? He says, I never answer him. I never answer his calls. What an idiot.
Well, I have some news for him, because people out there, when you call your senators and congressmen, you tell them you want to get on Congressman Tancredo's good side.
That's right.
Because Tancredo is the next president. And, Terry, we know the traitors and foreigners are running out immigration policy. Folks, that is all going to come to an end when we stop this amnesty and we put Tancredo where he rightfully belongs, in the White House. McCain will never become president. Giuliani will not. The Mitt, the Maverick, the Mayo, or Hillbama will not become president. It will be Tancredo, and that's the way it's going to be, folks.
I would say let's deport McCain. You know what I mean? This guy is the biggest traitor I've ever seen.
Well, I would love to deport everyone who supports the invasion, because
I would
they
too,
are
Gary.
Traitors.
Gary,
well,
I'm
matter
with
of fact,
you.
They're really not traitors. They were never really on outside.
There you go. They were never Americans in the first place.
True.
You know, Gary, you have a right to have an opinion opposed to ours if you want to. This is America. But when they have an opposing opinion to ours and it goes against the good of the country, you know what I mean, and it's detrimental to the country, that's bad. That's not good.
Absolutely correct. You can have an opposing opinion, but you cannot destroy my country, because 1 million American boys laid their lives down. Their blood is all over this
That's
globe,
right.
And you ain't going to desecrate their graves. No way.
Gary, thanks for the call, buddy.
Sure.
Call me again. Let's go to Linda calling from Evansville, Indiana. Linda, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, I got a lot to say, Terry.
Let's hear it.
Hey, you're right about the USA being in big trouble with the SPP and the NAU and the NAFTA corridor and corrupt government and sanctuary laws. That's a big problem, too.
Huge
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, I hear it all the time. People in government and police and on talk shows that say illegal immigration is a federal problem. And as a result of that half-truth, Terry, police and governments and agencies have been instructed to use these sanctuary policies which was deemed in a court of law in July to be in violation of federal laws, state penal codes, and undermines the enforcement of our immigration laws. Since you're from California, let's just take the California Penal Code, Chapter 5, 833-851.90, Section 834B. It basically states that every law enforcement, legislative, administration, agency, action by city, county, or legally authorized local government entity with jurisdiction boundaries is required to cooperate with federal immigration services in regards to any person arrested and suspected of being in the USA in violation of the federal immigration laws.
That's pretty straightforward there,
isn't it? And to prevent or limit cooperation is expressly prohibited.
It's right there in English, a dying language, I may add, but it's right there for everybody to see, but they go against it just the same. They're going to have to be punished for going against it, Linda. I would agree with you that something's got to be done about this sanctuary thing. It's really killing us. It's killing us.
Yeah, not only that, though, Terry, in the Federal Immigration and Naturalization Act, Section 8, U.S. Code 1324, under a section of enforcement, it clearly states, and I'm going to read this to you. It states, state and local law enforcement officials have the general power to investigate and arrest violators of federal immigration statutes without prior INS, which is now ICE, knowledge or approval, as long as it is authorized to do so by state law. There is no extended federal limitations on this authority. The 1996 immigration control legislation passed by Congress was intended to encourage state and local agencies to participate in the process of enforcing immigration laws.
Some of them are jumping on it now, and some of them are becoming involved, but this was meant for all of them. And if every municipality in the country were to get involved in this, if every state law enforcement agency were to get involved, like the Highway Patrol or state troopers, guess what? We'd have this thing fixed. All this thing about it's a federal problem only is a lie. And I'm going to tell you how you can prove that. Let somebody rob a bank, which is a federal law. You will see cops, school police, border patrol, anybody who's there will roll up to that bank robbery to take those people into custody. Got to go, Linda. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
Hey, Terry.
Uh-huh.
Before you go, I got an idea, you know, about how they could do that. How could you accomplish that?
Real quick, Linda.
You could get ICE together with the police academies and put that 287G plan that's in the federal immigration laws
and take the brand
effect, so that whenever policeman comes out of the academy, they'll be trained.
That's a great idea.
Enforcement.
That's a great idea. Train them from the very beginning to get used to enforcing these laws. I like that. Got to go, Linda. You take care.
Okay, you too, Terry.
All right, let's go to Thomas calling from Winnetka, California. Thomas, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry, and hello to Bryce.
Hey, buddy.
Terry, I'm so glad you're talking about that good-for-nothing, useless bum, that Jimmy Carter, like President Bush. I cannot stand the sight of him. He is a traitor to this country. He should be impeached for refusing to enforce immigration laws.
I agree.
Illegal immigration.
I agree.
My question, why can't, every time I bring this up to people like O'Reilly, they say, well, we can't impeach him for that. We can't. This is a crime. He refuses to enforce our laws.
First of all, Thomas, O'Reilly's an idiot. He's a rich idiot, but he's an elitist idiot. I heard that idiot say on the radio the other day? I heard him say that illegal aliens cannot get I-10 numbers. That's exactly who gets the I-10 numbers, illegal aliens. He said, no, you have to have a green card for that. Here's a guy that's uninformed, and he's misguided, undecided. He doesn't know anything about this issue, and he said on the TV the other day he would triple, double, triple, or quadruple legal immigration if he just knew where the people were coming from. That's outrageous.
I'm so upset by people like him and Hannity.
Hannity's one of the worst.
And I wish they would just tell the truth. And what makes me so mad about him is he calls himself a great American.
No, he's not.
And then he says he's telling us the truth. And these people who believe him.
He's telling us the truth as told by George Bush.
As told by George Bush. He is George Bush's flunky, and George Bush is no friend to the American citizens.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said, Thomas. You take care, buddy. Call me again.
I will.
Let's go to Rich, calling from Pasadena, California. Rich, what do you hear? What do you say?
All right, Terry. I just want to say I'm a minister. I'm a conservative guy. Voted for George Bush twice. But I've got to say, when you abrogate your responsibility to protect the sovereignty of this country, I have to say that George Bush, and it breaks my heart, he's a traitor. He has become the Benedict Arnold of presidents of these United States.
Now, Rich, I'm assuming you're a conservative Republican.
I'm a Democrat, but I vote conservative.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. You're a conservative American, and you voted for Bush because you thought he was the conservative choice two times. Now, I'm not knocking you for that because a lot of people did. But the fact that you will acknowledge now that you made a mistake says a lot about your character. And a lot of people did vote for him on that basis. And this man is a traitor to this country. Now, we're not talking about the war. I've got my opinions on that also, and I wish I had time to give them. But we kind of keep focused on this show. But here's a guy that is going to allow us to be run over. He doesn't care that the wages are depressed. He doesn't care the schools are busting at the seams. He doesn't care that our prisons are overflowing. He doesn't care that Americans have been pushed out of certain avenues of employment. None of this matters to him. He just wants that border open, and he wants these people to keep coming here. Now, what reason could he possibly have?
Well, Terry, I think he's made some backroom deals with big business, and it's unbelievable that the man, unfortunately, doesn't have the character to do the right thing for the American people. This is a heartbreaking deal.
It is.
But, Terry, we have a rogue government on our hands.
We do.
Do we not?
We do. We do. We absolutely do. They're not doing the will of the people, with the exception of those House Republicans who decided that they were going to do the right thing on the issue.
Yeah.
And I applaud them.
Absolutely. Now, we've got some hope here. But my fiance and I listen to you every Sunday. We make a special effort to come to a special place and listen to you.
Well, I really appreciate that, Rich.
She's with me right now. And we are praying for you, for your safety.
I can use it.
And we love our Mexican brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
No, this isn't about that.
Nope.
They are some of the sweetest people. But let me say something to you. We had a bullet go through it, straight through our church and right past the pulpit. Well, thank God nobody was there, from some of the gang warfare around. George Bush doesn't live in the real world.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have to deal with it.
No, we've got gang members. We had another I'm a Caucasian fellow, but I preach in a black church. And we had a gentleman killed by a drive-by shooting. It was his birthday. He was about 46 years old, and a bullet sailed right through his walls and hit him in the brain and killed him the other day.
That's sad.
Coach. We have gang warfare. This is out of control. The whole thing is out of control, Terry.
Got to go, Rich. My best to you and your fiance. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate the call.
God bless you.
Take care, buddy. All right, let's go to Mike, calling from Los Angeles. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Well, one thing I want to mention is that this community in Los Angeles has done it to Los Angeles because they put in Villagrosa as mayor. That was a signal to the Mexican gangs that they had taken L.A. And since he's been in there, the amount of crime has accelerated tremendously. So the people, you can thank the people that voted for him who are now complaining about the crime. They did it to themselves.
I would agree.
Okay, and so when you sow the wind, you know, you reap the whirlwind.
Absolutely.
And people don't listen, and I'm trying to tell you that that's just one idea. I'm trying to tell you that in 02, I went down to Washington High School, and I notified the city council, every member, board of supervisors, every member, school board, every member, the sheriff, the chief of police, everybody that was going down there, and I was going to do exorcisms at that school.
Exorcisms.
Yep, exorcisms. That, because it was described as the most crime-ridden.
Who were you going to exorcise?
I went down and did the whole school.
So you did a mass exorcism.
Right, on the weekend. On the weekend, I went down to spend about 3 or 4 hours on Saturday, 3 or 4 hours on Sunday.
And how many people were there when you did this exorcism?
Oh, there were all kinds of kids around. I just walked over all over the school did the exorcisms all over the land, all over the property, the buildings, etc.
So you exorcised the buildings,
the land,
the
right.
People.
And what happened was, the following Monday, the crime rate dropped like a rock. And you see, it was identified as the most crime-ridden high school in the United States in a program about just a couple, 2 or 3 weeks before or something like that.
I would disagree that Washington was ever the most crime-ridden school in
well,
the United States.
Well, that's what they said. I think it was the 2020 or something like that.
Well,
they went out there. It was bad.
Let me just say this to you, Mike. I appreciate the call. Exorcism, that's a little out of the way for us.
Well, we can do it to stop the...
It's off the subject we talk about, and believe me, I don't have any faith that you exorcised anybody. And, you know, but I do appreciate the call, but I'm fighting back the laughter. I really am. You have a nice evening. Good Lord. Let's go to Leland calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Leland, you've been exercised.
That guy, I'm just totally lost on that one.
Hey, man, just let it go. Let's go to what you got to say.
All right. Hey, I love your email of the week, by the way.
Oh, great.
I've been reading it. And, yeah, right up the street from there, that little 13-year-old girl got raped. There was an 88-year-old woman that got raped a couple of days later.
Wow.
A day laborer, right? So, that's how the illegal aliens are doing it, you know. But we've been doing a lot of rallies against Bank of America. And
You guys are pretty active there in Vegas. I take my hat off to you. I really do. Vegas, Phoenix, a couple of cities are really...
It's really funny. We get up to the federal building, and there's ICE there, and there's the cops there. And they're like, what are you guys doing here? We go, we're sticking up for the border agents. Well, what border agents? What are you talking about? The police have no idea what's going on. You know, they're in the dark. I really don't understand it.
I don't either.
And then at Bank of America yesterday, they came up to us. Well, what's the problem with Bank of America? Do you guys used to work here or something? I mean, it's just really.
Well, you know, they're not, these people are not informed. And that's the problem, Leland. They don't really understand that you have to be informed. You got to stay on the internet. You have to check things out. And if you don't know what's going on, you can't fix it. You know what I mean? And that is a problem.
It's hard to believe that there's 10 Las Vegas police officers and 2 ICE agents that didn't know a darn thing about.
I would agree.
The border agents.
Gotta go, Lehman.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
All right.
Let's go to Jack calling from Pasadena, California. Jack, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, hi, Terry. You talked about legislators we could have an effect on. There's an article in the Pasadena Star News and the Daily News on Saturday about all the Mexican trucks that are going to be allowed to come
in right
now.
Is that a disaster?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, it is, but it also mentions in this article some of the legislators that are on the fence and want to address the issue. Now, that could be an opening of some of the legislators that would really listen to people's attitudes on immigration also. Now, it mentions who they are. Scott Gerber, he's a spokesman for the California Senator Dianne Feinstein. Apparently, Feinstein says she's on the Senate Appropriations Committee. She plans to launch an inquiry into the program next month. So that could be a good tie-in if you could work her on that. Also, it mentions union leaders. All the union members who have a question about this, usually union members are pretty American, union members are very big on safety and everything. The way for union members to do it would be to work through your union political organizations, because unions have political clout, and go to the legislatures and say, what about this? Union jobs, unsafe truck drivers coming in, non-union, that have maybe been at the wheel for maybe 20, 24 hours, that type of thing.
You think we can trust their log books, Jack?
Yeah, exactly. Now, another one, Representative James Oberstar, who chairs the House Transportation Committee, he wants to look at the issue also. So there are a number of Representative Gary Miller, a Republican from Brea, sits on the transportation panel. He wants to review the program also.
You know what's funny about this? The Republicans are trying to get the trucks in here, and it's the Democrats who have fought to keep the trucks out to protect the truck drivers' jobs here in the United States. So you would think it would be the other way around, but it's not.
Yeah, I know. It's really crazy, but I wanted to bring this article up. because I didn't even know this was going on until I read it.
Yeah, it's been in the mix for quite a while, Jack, and they fought it back, and then it comes back, and then they fight it off again, and they say now. And they said, well, who's going to inspect these trucks? Well, guess what? They're going to go down. They're going to send American government's going to send some people down below the border to randomly inspect trucks down there on the other side of the border. Well, you know, give me a break. We need some standardized thing to keep them out of here. Keep American truckers out of Mexico. Keep Mexican truckers out of here. Let each side do their own trucking, and that way each side will be responsible for the upkeep and for the safety of the vehicles. And that's just the way it should be. I got to go, Jack. Thanks for the call. It's good information. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
You take care. Let's go to Max calling from Santa Monica, California. Max, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
I just came back from Phoenix with another rally with the American Freedom Riders.
Of which I'm a member.
Yeah, great guys.
Absolutely.
For the border agents. I'm the blogmaster for AgentRamos.com. I just posted his mailing address at his prison there. They won't even let him have a Bible, Terry.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
They won't even let him have a Bible. He's in the prison cell now 24 hours a day. He doesn't even know what day it is or what time of day it is. It's insane. This came right from the family members, his wife told me.
Well, I know they've got him in lockdown for protection, but lockdown is usually a 23-hour in, 1 hour out. And here's the problem. They have no privileges there. They can't get phone calls, but maybe
she
once
told
a month.
Me it's 24 hours.
Wow. Well, that's protective custody, and they should put him in there for protection, but they should also give him his privileges because he's not in there for disciplinary reasons, which angers us, you know.
They will let him take you can send him a letter. You can't send him any packages, only a letter, and the address is on agentramos.com.
Okay, buddy, agentramos.com. We appreciate that update, Max.
Okay.
Keep in touch. Let us know what's going on.
You bet.
Take care. All right, folks, no more phone calls. I want to appreciate everybody and acknowledge everybody that helps with the show. Les took your calls tonight. My good buddy Chandler did a flawless job engineering the show. I want to remind you, we need your help to stay on the air. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Put us on your budget, folks. You know, knock us a little check, a money order every month. Doesn't have to be a lot, but we try to keep it going. When I don't get the money anymore, I know you don't want us on, and I'll take the hint, and I'll fold the show and slip silently into the night. But until then, I will keep screaming. Don't forget, this week with the Swings, you're going to read two great pieces on our website, The Sky is Falling and Recycle Mexican Trash Day. It's really good stuff. You're going to love it. I want to thank everybody that called in. I want to thank all you who email me. I read all your emails. I may not answer you, but I do email them. Certain people that send me nasty stuff, I have that stuff dumped where it never gets to me anymore. But I do read one email from a person. If I don't like them anymore, I never read another. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback in Phoenix. ImmigrationBuzz.com is his website. Don't forget the email of the week. We've been getting some really good ones. I usually post them on Thursday. Leave them up for 1 week so you can see what the public is saying to us about the show and about the issue across the country. I want to remind you of those three websites we talk about every week. The TerryAndersonShow.com, naturally. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
The Terry Anderson Show was brought to you by the friends of Terry Anderson.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to